And over to Shirley now for the details of today's lunchtime social debate.
Right, we're going to be talking about, should be...
Go on.
What are you laughing at?
Well, I wasn't expecting you to be ready, actually. Yeah. You have surprised me.
I am ready, Ian. You know I'm always ready.
Good girl. Good girl. You know it makes sense.
Do you want me to read the whole thing out, what you've put on Facebook?
Yes, please. Yeah, go on.
All of it?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, blimey. Here we go, then. Should people aged 16 plus get the vote? They did in Scotland, independence election last year. Deputy Youth MP Will Matthews has rebuked the island's MP for refusing to back giving 16 and 17-year-old the vote in the EU referendum. He tweeted, "Super disappointed to see that my own MP, the island's MP, voted against it, letting the island's young people down. Conservative MP Andrew Turner voted with his party in the Commons last Thursday against the Labour penned amendment, which fell by 310 votes to 265.
Right. Is that right. You finished?
Yeah.
Yeah. Finished?
That's
okay.
It. That's it, sir.
I think he's... Because this is where I kind of admire Andrew Turner, because he's going against what the party would normally go for.
Mm.
He's going to be one of those naughty boys that might have to sit on the old naughty step in a mile.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
And I don't know whether Will is a young conservative or not, but anyway, he is... He's spoken his mind.
If there
was a new bill put before Parliament on this issue, then the Electoral Commission would undertake new research on arguments for and against the proposal, and I would look carefully at the results of their work before making a decision. This is what Andrew Turner has said. Mm. Will is entitled to his view, which he has shared with me and which I respect, although I'm not convinced by the arguments he put forward to support his opinion. Well, I don't know how old Will is. Is he 16, 17 years old?
Got no idea, no.
What I would say to Andrew Turner is, well, hang on a minute. Scottish people, youngsters from Scotland, were allowed to vote last year in the referendum. Mm. And basically, you know, they were 16 to 17-year-olds. Some were at school, some maybe were working, earning, paying tax. My argument is if you're paying tax, then I think you should have a say in how the country's run. But I also strongly feel that maybe we should involve more youngsters, definitely at school level, possibly before 16, to make it and breed a new generation of voters, make it more interesting for them at school, make them take an interest in it at school, and let them vote at the age of 16, give them a say in how the country's run. The other thing I will say is, come on, in a few years' time, these 16, 17-year-olds, you know, this year or next year, we're going to be voting on the EU, in or out, they should have a say.
Yeah,
they should have a say.
Yeah, of course they should.
Because it's going to affect them.
I mean, what's going on in the world now is absolutely dreadful. You know, something's got to be sorted, and it's the youngsters that are going to be suffering. So I think they should have a say in what we do.
I definitely think they should have a say.
Yeah.
But there are too many people that don't think they should have a say. I know that, you know, there's a couple of messages here that are quite rude, actually, I've got to be honest with you, and very short-sighted from a variety of people that on both on my Facebook and on other websites as well. And I think it's fascinating, you know, how small-minded people can be. But, you know, just to make the point that 16, 17-year-olds, let's make that point as well. They voted in last year's Scottish independent, and I think that that is really vital, because that's going to affect them in the years to come. Whether they voted for or against, it's going to affect them. And the EU vote that's coming up in the next couple of years,
that will affect them.
You know, that's going to affect people. And I say, I think we need to... Okay, you look at how many people that voted in the general election last time around. It's not enough. You know, whatever they may think, it's not enough. Yeah, okay, it's enough to elect a government and, you know, and councils before, but it's not enough. I mean, you know, two-thirds? No, what happened to the rest? I think we should engage the youngsters at an early age.
I definitely do.
Teach it in schools.
Yeah.
So when they get to 16, yes, they do have a vote. Mm. Yes, they do feel part of it.
Yeah, but if they don't understand it, they're not going to bother voting, are they? But if they do understand it and they feel strongly about it, let them vote. This is, you know.
But even if they don't have an opinion in it, or on it. You know, I do also have the my opinion is that we shouldn't like knock them for that.
No, because they don't know.
Because I'll tell you for why. Something. Do you know? Last week we had some youngsters in. It was fascinating. Some youngsters in from Medina College. Mm,
yeah.
And one of the things. I mean, they were three totally different students, and they all got a buzz from radio in a different way. And it was really, really nice to see. And it's. I love chatting to people of that age, talking about the future, talking about how things are now. Yeah. But the one thing that stayed with me through the weekend, it was a marvellous quote, probably the best quote I've heard in a long time, from a 15-year-old. Because we were asking about TV, what their TV habits were.
Yes,
they don't watch much TV. They watch Netflix and things like that. Don't watch much live TV. Don't very often see the news and stuff like that. Didn't ask why. But and then I said, do you watch a lot of soaps? Do you watch soaps, any of you? And they all said, no, there's enough soaps. There's enough soap on Facebook for us to get our kick from soaps. So that's a 15-year-old. Now, that's a fairly sensible attitude. Mm. And, you know, I just think, why are we stopping people like that from voting? They're not they're not the kids from years ago. Little children should be seen and not heard. You know, that's those days are gone.
They're much older in their ways now.
They are.
15, 16-year-olds are definitely.
I don't think 15-year-olds should vote.
No, but 16, I think, definitely.
But I do think that 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds should be involved more in politics and be taught it at school.
Yeah.
Because I think it's their duty then to go and vote.
Do they not do it then, Ian? Do they not teach? Oh, I suppose
I think you can choose it, but it's not. Just say, for instance, like religion. I don't know what they call it now. Religious studies?
I don't know, Ian.
Oh, it would just be called RE.
RE.
RE
or something.
Religious something or other. It used to be RE.
Yeah,
I can't remember what the term
religious
was now. Religious education,
RI.
It was.
Right. Yeah.
And then it was RI, I think. RI. But it was, you had to have at least one lesson of it a week. So you had to be aware of, you know, which I think, I don't think that's a bad thing.
All the different religions.
There wasn't all the aggravation that you get now with it, but it was just generally taught. But I think equally, I think you should have some political thing as well. Not saying you should do like two or three lessons a week, but you should be made aware of how it works.
I think they should be made aware of what's going on now, especially as well with the EU and everything, because not everybody understands it. I mean, we don't understand everything about it. I don't.
No, absolutely.
You know, I'm confused as well. But I think the youngsters should be taught about the good things and the bad things about
it. I couldn't agree more.
As long as they're not swayed too much by the teacher, what she feels or he feels.
That's the problem. But then you know, if you can get, you know, if you can teach religion. Just say, for instance, if somebody's teaching religion and they're a Catholic or, you know, CFE.
Yeah, but they have to teach every religion.
Absolutely. They can't be, you know, they have to be completely down the line and be totally and honest about it. Mm. There's lots of messages coming through, but I think generally youngsters are getting a bit, certain youngsters are getting a bit of a slating. Let's be honest.
I think
we should get this Will lad in.
Yes,
I think
who he
one.
Is.
Yes. I think it's very brave of him to do, you know. But two, to stick his head up and say, "Hey, look, I want more for the youngsters." I think he's doing his job.
Yes.
So, have you got any messages you want to read out there?
Well, I've got somebody here. Sylvia Stott says, "No, they're kids.
No, they're kids.
They're not at 16 anymore."
But if they are voting, if they are paying in, if just say for instance they left school and they are, because I left school at 16.
I'm 15, I left.
And did you get a job straight away?
I had to.
Were you paying tax?
Yeah.
So there you go. The problems are there and they've been there for a long, long time.
Mm.
And you know, we should take a long, hard look at ourselves and say, right, okay. If people are paying in for something, they ought to damn well be able to vote.
Of course.
And this has been going on for years. Now, I left school at 16, and I got a job straight away, and I was paying tax.
We had to.
Until I was, that's 2 years with a tax, and 2 years I didn't get a say in how this country was run. Now, that's going on even now. That's wrong.
But I think also now, Ian, politics is talked about an awful lot more than it was when my generation were, when we were teenagers. We knew nothing at all about it. You know, I think
only what
now,
your parents told you.
Yes, yes. But now it's always on the television, in the papers, on the Facebook, everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I think if we want to engage people, more youngsters to vote, then we have to go right back to square one, and that is to teach it.
I think we should, definitely.
And, you know, make people aware of what is going on, and then give them the vote age 16, whether they've left school or not. I think when you get to 16, you can make choices. You can have sex if you choose to. You can smoke, I believe, or is it 18?
I don't know.
But there's things that you can do. And honestly, know they are kids. It's just not good enough.
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't call them kids anyway. I'm sorry. I don't believe in calling them. They're children or students to me.
Yeah.
I just don't like the word kids anyway.
And let's be honest. You can then, you know, if you're a 16, 17-year-old, you can totally blame all grown-ups for making such a pig's ear of things, because when you look at the bank crisis and all the other things, it's all man and woman made, not child made.
You're right.
That's the issue that I have. Richard Rees says if they are old enough to legally pay taxes, then they should have a say in government and such issues.
Yeah, you see, Rebecca agrees with that. Yes, when and if politics and economics is taught at state school, not just at the posh public schools. I definitely agree with that.
That's why there's more Tories, you see.
Yeah, you're right.
White Bat says, I would not let anyone under 25 vote. Most are still immature. Now, there's an interesting point, okay? There's an interesting point. What do they do in America? I wonder what the voting age is in America. Not that it matters.
I don't know.
Not that it matters. But they say you can't get married at a certain age. You can't drink until you're 21.
That's right. It's older over there, isn't it?
Okay.
Yes.
But they have the most awful gun crime going. And the two... Okay, you might be thinking you're plucking these subjects out there and you're trying to mix them. But, you know, let's be honest. We could lead the way here. We could sort of suddenly say, right, okay, we are really going to clean up our act now. We are going to do this, we are going to do that, and we're going to start with engaging with our youth.
Yes.
Rather than, I'm sorry, Sylvia, but, you know they are kids, smacks of little children should be seen and not heard.
That's right.
And those days are long gone.
I know, that's how I feel when I read that. I mean, it's... Richard Rees?
Oh, Reesey, yeah.
Reesey. Maturity comes from environment, just like...
Involvement.
Involvement.
Comes from involvement.
Just the environment, the involvement. Just like the Vectis Radio... Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Four P's... That was nice of him to say.
Just like
that.
The Vectis Radio Four P's project.
Yeah.
Should we take a call?
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Enjoying the weather, mate. Not bad at all here today.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
they
lovely.
Ain't put a tax on it yet, have they?
No, it's 21 degrees here in the Test Valley, mate, at the moment.
Oh, nice.
Be hot in our garden.
I thought of you today, Keith.
Did you? Why was that?
I thought of you purely and simply because, don't get irate, there's a shop that was set up 9 months ago.
Oh, right, yeah.
In Lake, called Tesco.
Really?
Now, I drove through some while ago, and I noticed that this small Tesco was about 50 yards from a cooperative supermarket, more or less the same. Oh. And that, sadly, shut last night because of
the
competition. Yeah, because of the competition in Lake.
Yeah.
I remember going back about 5 years ago now, Asda wanted to open a supermarket in Crawley in Sussex. And the only way you could get to it was by going down this road, and there was a bit of private land that you had to access to get into their car park.
Right.
And Tesco went and bought the bit of private land, so they had to pay Tesco for access to get over it.
But that co-op's been there for a long time, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. I think it's really, really short-sighted, whoever allowed that to go. I know, look, you've got to... It's business. I know it's business at the end of the day, but I think when... You know, I know that there's a certain amount of the staff have gone to other co-ops, but a couple of them have just been made redundant. So, you know, that's kind of sad that they've lost their jobs.
I'm also... I know it's sad... to say this also about pubs are closing left, right and centre, but I'm also glad to see now that it's not just Tesco that's taken over the old public premises. I'm glad to see like Sainsbury's and Morrison's have got a couple of old pubs that they converted now, because it seemed to be, to me, as if Tesco seemed to have the monopoly on buying up the old closed-down pubs.
Yeah, well, they've probably got the most money, haven't they?
Well, the worst offender was Punch Taverns, mate.
Right.
Yeah, they put people... If they see a pub that was struggling, they'd approach Tesco and say, look, this one's starting to go a bit slow here. If we wind it down, put a spoiler in and shut the pub down to make it work. I think you had a spoiler in the pub over there at Bembridge, I think. There was a pub over at Bembridge. I can't remember what it was called now. But that seemed to... Did that close down?
To be honest, I don't know.
No, but I know that...
I don't go to pubs very often nowadays.
Well, what they do is, look, they take over small community pubs that are closing down, say they're struggling, and the actual breweries decide to put what they call a spoiler landlord, which goes in there to upset people, and basically so the pub loses even more money. So they, you know, can then sell it off for a redevelopment. That's what it goes down to. It's a nasty business.
Yeah, it is.
It's a nasty business what they get up to, and they go in and like stop people. Like if you use the pub to go to, use the park there to pick your kids up from school, whatnot. They suddenly, if the pub changed hands, you notice signs go up saying, "Oh, you can't do that anymore. You can't park your car here, only for patrons only," just to upset the locals even more. You know, business is a sad, sad situation regarding public. It can be really, really terrible, mate.
What do you think on this 16-year-old should get the vote?
I don't see why not. Yeah, I don't see why not, mate. You know, it's stupid, isn't it? Because, like you say yourself, you can get married, you can have children, and decide what you're going to do with your life. And I don't think, at 16, you can't even go in a pub and buy a drink, can you?
No, you can't. I'm not saying. See, this is the where you know. Then it starts to get a little bit grey. I still believe that you should be 18 at least before you start drinking alcohol. I do believe that you should be 18 before you get married. Mm. I do honestly believe that if you are paying tax, then that's a game changer.
Yeah.
If you're at school. There is a slight difference than being at school and going to lessons. If you're 16, 17 and you're working in a factory or in a shop and you're earning and you're paying your way, then that to me changes the rules a little bit because you're paying your way.
Yeah, that's very true, mate.
I think it's kind of we've always had this grey issue, grey area. I can smoke and I can, but I can't actually have a pint in a pub. I could get married and I could father a child, but I can't have a pint in a pub. I can hear the young ones saying it now.
Yeah,
there is a fine line there, and I think maybe we just ought to clear it up.
Going back to like you just said about shops and whatnot, I think you'll find now like the Co-op, they're very very. Stringent. I think you've got to produce ID if they think you look under 25 to buy alcohol, which is a good thing on the streets. You know, anybody could literally go in the supermarket, couldn't they, and buy a. It's cheap booze, mate, and it's cheap booze. That's why pubs are going under.
Yeah.
Here's a radical question. Just say, for instance, if they suddenly said, right, if you're 16, and you are working and you are paying tax. You should be able to be treated like a grown-up, and that means you can go into a pint, a pub, and you can order a pint. But if you are at school and you're 16, there is a difference, and you can't do that. Do you think... But also, if you were to say, right, OK, let's lower the age to 16, would it create a problem or alleviate a problem? And the reason why I say that is, when you're 16 and leave school, it's a challenge to get yourself into a pub and get served. Whereas if you took that challenge away, it's not such a big deal. Would people still use it?
Well, it's a good point, Ian. A very good point. It's like the old days. Well, we managed to get in to see an 18 film, you know, when we were only 15 or 16, you know. That was a challenge to try and do that, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah, it was. It was.
Got in to see that. I didn't know what the fuss was about, though.
The excitement when, you know, getting served in a pub between the ages of 16 and before you're 18 was a great buzz. And as soon as you get to 18, you think, okay. I never used to go in pubs much after, you know, when I hit 18. But 16, 17, I was always in one.
Well, it's like you say, go all about alcohol again and getting it from cheap supermarkets, getting cheap alcohol from supermarkets. It's killing the pubs. It's killing live music, Ian. Because what people do, you know, you put an event on or try to get a live band to play somewhere, and nobody in the summer they say, well, it's a nice evening, we're having a barbecue, we can get our booze cheap anyway. So that, you know, why go out after that? And in the winter, you've got they sort of go out and get a few cans of beer, and then they sit down and have a drink while they're watching Britain's Got Talent or The X Factor and this, that, and the other. By the time that's finished, it's gone 9 o'clock at night, and they think, "Oh, I can't be bothered now. I've had a few cans at home, so I'll open a few more." You know, it's killing the trade, mate.
Yeah,
is they've got to put these prices up in supermarkets. They've got to.
Well, there is that. But then, just say, for instance, those people have never really gone into pubs anyway.
Yeah.
But they do like a drink. I mean, you know, hard working guy comes home from work. All he wants to do is have a pint with his wife in the garden. We shouldn't penalise those people. Mm. But at the same time, there should be some kind of happy medium across the board, which keeps everybody happy.
That's why you find now that 75% of pubs now have turned into pub food eateries. You know, it's because they've got to get some other form of income.
Mm.
That's the way it works, I'm afraid. What do you think about this rainbow business on Facebook then?
Rainbow?
Oh, it's silly.
Yeah, you know what it's all about?
No, I don't.
You don't know?
No, but it's silly, I think.
Well, it started in America. Apparently, the Americans have legalised gay weddings in churches or something.
Oh, is this what it's about? That's to sort of back them or something, is it?
But, you know, I'm not against it, but...
No.
Why flood them? Well, I can tell you it's why. It's because America's getting a lot of bad news about police and guns, etc., and murders and God knows what. So it's the media trying to control the people to get in.
Yeah.
You know, it's social networking. Say, all right, we'll put... a bit positive on there, so they try to cover up.
Yeah, but a lot of people are doing it, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, sheep.
I don't know why.
Sheep.
They probably don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
Exactly. I've seen countless people on there this morning saying, "Oh, what's all this rainbow business?"
Yeah,
about?
Yeah.
But I've been telling them it's all to do with the Rainbow Warrior, you know, the peacekeeper. Just to wind them up. But you know me, don't you?
I've only seen a couple of pictures with this. I think one of our councillors, Louisa Hillard, has got.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm. Well, it's to support gay marriage.
Right, okay, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know why they were doing it.
Are you surprised that when you go to America that it's, I mean, I think I'm reading this right, voting ages in America, the debate about lowering voting age from 21 to 18 in the US began during World War II. Not quite sure whether it is now. I thought it was 21, but 26th Amendment to the United States Constitution prohibits the states and the federal government from using age as a reason for denying citizens of the United States who are at least 18 years old the right to vote. So they've obviously questioned that, because over there you've got to be 21 to have a drink. Mm. You've got to be 21 to get married.
That's right.
Yeah.
But then again, can't you drive a car at 16? In America?
To be honest, I don't know, but they give out guns to anybody, don't they?
It's a sorry state, mate, I'm afraid. But, like you say, the thing is, Ian, is, as I saw on Facebook today, it's not... What's happened is this generation now, the parents of this generation have produced kids that think they're entitled to everything, are exempt from the law, and can get away with anything, right? You know what I mean, and everything.
Do you think it's kids having kids?
Exactly, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And sadly, I can see this country going the same way.
And it's going.
But, there we go.
All right, well, 16. You think 16 is, you can vote at 16?
I agree with that. They give them a bit more responsibility, yeah.
See, I think that's a great point. Responsibility. Involve them more.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really... But then I think it's got to be kind of taught, not sort of rammed down their throat, but taught in schools as well.
Exactly.
I think should be explained what the referendum's all about.
So, yeah, you know. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like going on about the EU, you know. I think David Cameron, he's had his wrists well and truly slapped over that, hasn't he?
Yeah, but you know what? I got a funny feeling he's going to come out with what people want. I do think he's going to get his own way.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's going to get his own way.
But we've got to wait a couple of years yet, haven't we, before we have a referendum?
Was it 2017?
Yeah.
Was it 17?
Yeah, I thought he was going to do it sort of more or less straight away.
That would make sense, because there's so much... Are we? Aren't we?
Mm.
It's going to cause so much confusion, and people will lose things in the next little while. purely and simply because we don't know whether we're going to be in Europe, so we're not going to sign that contract, and so on. I'll tell you what, though. I was watching that programme. I don't know whether you heard me earlier on, Keith, talking about this Wigan Council programme that was on last week.
No, I didn't hear that bit.
They highlighted this Wigan Council. They had to make £100 million worth of council cuts. Okay, this programme was screened last week. We're talking June, okay? Mm. Now, they were going on about the cuts for this, the cuts of that. It's affecting every single council. This is how it's affected Wigan Council, okay? Now, this was filmed, and I guarantee it was filmed before the general election because there were frost on certain bins that they went to, okay? Mm. So I said to my wife when we were watching it, wouldn't it have been better to have shown this before the general election? Because then you cynically say to yourself, no, because then the Conservatives wouldn't have got in.
That's right.
Because this particular programme was highlighting the cuts, not just in Wigan Council, but everywhere, and highlighting the issues that every single council had. And this was probably filmed in probably January or February, and it would have been a great thing for people to see before the general election, because then they could make up their mind. No, when do they show it? They show it in June.
That's right, when you've got no. You can't be swayed. Exactly,
now,
mate.
That might be a cynical approach. My wife accused me of being cynical to a point. But then I think to myself, no, well, hang on a minute. Why haven't you shown this programme before?
Yeah.
You've had it in the can, more or less, for the last couple of months.
Yep.
Of course. I suspect they said, well, don't show it until after the election. You know, you've
probably.
No swayed, like you say.
Mm. Hey, look, Keith.
Yes, mate. Let me hog the lines. Let's get somebody else on here.
Thanks for your call.
And you.
Cheers.
See you,
mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, then. So, Kelvin says, voting is part of the deal when paying tax. If under-18s can't vote, then they shouldn't have to pay tax in any form.
Mm.
See, I agree with that.
Yeah, and Darren Donkus says, but it's the future of the UK, and they should have a right to vote, just the same as the Scots did.
Yeah.
Turner hasn't got a clue, and he's not in touch with the island. I didn't vote for him anyway.
I saw Andrew Turner earlier on today, and he looked rather dapper. I think he's going up to the House of Parliament for the next 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
I kind of respect Andrew.
Going to Wimbledon.
Possibly. Strawberries and cream. I kind of respect him because he's standing against his party.
I think
he's done that a few times. I didn't vote for him either. I can't bring myself to vote Conservative, Labour or Liberal for many, many reasons. But I do. There's certain times when Andrew Turner actually surprises me, and surprises me in a positive kind of way as well. Ali says, yes, they should definitely be allowed to vote. How else are they ever going to make a fully informed choice, plus avoid the huge apathy to not vote that exists in our country? Generations of 16 to 18-year-olds have been denied the vote, plus many of my generation, plus younger, don't even take any interest until their 40s or 50s. That's why so many politicians are so blooming old.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a change of mindset.
Yes,
that's what
it
we do need.
It definitely is, yeah. And Kevin Barclay Jay says, yes, must counter the over 65, xenophobic fear of Europe. Old enough to die for the country, old enough to vote.
Good point.
That is, yes, definitely.
Good point. My son's been in the army now for the best part of 18 months.
Yeah.
And he did the army college as well. He was earning money. He was before he was 18. He was earning money and paying tax and getting ready to represent his country, but wasn't allowed to vote.
It's another one I don't agree with this. Angela
Angela McMurtry. Who's an Australian.
Ah, most 16-year-old kids I know are not mature enough to vote. Let's get more of those over 18 voting first.
Now, Angela, as I said, is an Australian, okay?
Yeah.
And I kind of like the Australian way of it's compulsory to vote.
Yes.
Okay, I really do.
Yes.
What I don't accept is that most kids how many kids do you know? There are millions in the country, and you know not even 1% of them. So you're forming an opinion on that.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Let's have a little look at what else is other people have said that. Most over 65 aren't responsible enough either. Look at the MP they returned here.
Mm. Mm.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Angela says, I know many people under 55 who voted for Andrew Turner. And Louisa, have you got Louisa's story in front of you? I agree.
Yes, and she's got the rainbow, hasn't she?
She has got the rainbow. Do you want to read it out?
Yeah, this is strange because I thought that during the hustings, Andrew Turner said that he was in favour of votes for 16 and 17-year-olds.
Right.
If I'm right, there should be a recording on it on Isle of Wight Radio.
Right.
So, you know, perhaps we've got it wrong. Perhaps he does.
Okay, well, that would be interesting to see whether that's... he's gone back on what he was saying just a little while ago.
Yeah.
They did a hustings, didn't they? The county press and the other lot.
Yeah.
I agree that we should encourage more adults to vote, but it is teenagers who lead change in society because they always think that they know best or are doing it first. A fresh pair of eyes on the issues can be a good thing and has led to many positive changes. Age isn't always linked to maturity and it certainly isn't inversely proportional to ignorance or stupidity. The key is to make an informed decision. I remember at the election, a middle-aged woman came out and asked me if I was the UKIP candidate she just voted for. She obviously didn't know who she had voted for, not his name or the fact that he was a man. Probably a good example of how people blindly vote for parties. It's a blimmin' good point.
Does happen on the island. David Nove,
your
David,
old boyfriend.
Louisa? Is that how you say?
Louisa. You sound just like my gran.
Oh, thank you very much.
You do look like her as well.
All right, Ian. All right. Louisa. Your mum, not your
gran. No, gran, you do look like my gran. I've shown you a picture of my gran before.
I know.
And you do look like her, don't you?
All right, then.
Can you see that or not? You do look like her, though.
I'm not that old.
Same. No, she was 75 when she went.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And she's roughly the same age as you.
Yeah, all right.
You're getting on for 75, aren't you?
Yeah, getting there.
She had two dodgy hips, though. Is your hips all right?
No, my hips are fine. Thank you very much.
Go on, what did Dave say?
Louisa, yeah?
No, Dave.
No, David said.
Yeah, you said David.
I know, but he started off. Louisa.
Yeah, Louise.
You're not suggesting that an MP says one thing at election time and then votes another way later, are you? Shock, horror. I'm tempted, given Andrew Turner's desire we leave the EU, that he fears younger voters are more likely we opt to stay in.
Right.
Oh, well, what makes him think that?
Hang on, read that again. That don't make any sense.
No.
Go on.
I'm tempted, given Aunt AT's desire we leave the EU, that he fears younger voters are more likely we opt to stay in.
Ah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But it all depends, you see, what they're told, I think, as well, don't you?
Well, there is that as well.
You know, I mean, they need to explain it. I mean, Jonathan Skeet, he says, not being mature enough isn't an argument. Many adults are very immature.
Yeah.
Life experience doesn't help you know who to vote for either.
No.
And, you know, I do agree with him.
Mm.
Because I don't really understand the EU. I know bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, but not being funny, Shirley. You ain't alone.
No, I know.
And I've said this before, I'll say it again. What it comes down to is knowing how much is going in, how much is coming out if we're in Europe.
Yeah.
And the same again if you're staying in. Are we financially better off staying in Europe?
Well, you see, you read a newspaper, you only get their views. You watch the telly, you only get their views. I don't really understand it.
No.
I know bits and pieces, but I don't, you know.
But would you say that, just say for instance, if there may be some 16 or 17-year-olds out there that may understand the EU situation better than you?
Well, they could be, if they were taught at school. Definitely.
So, but they're not getting the vote, and you are.
Yeah.
You know, so, that's, you know, right. There's another point. That's not having a go at you.
No,
there's so many people, myself included, I wouldn't know what's best for us.
No, I know.
Only on what people tell you.
That's right.
You know, if I was an accountant, I'd say, show us the books, and then we'd be able to make an informed decision.
Mm.
If we do it that way, stay in, we have X amount.
Yeah.
And if we go out, this is what we're going to have coming in. It's as simple as that. I don't think there's another choice. It's the accountants that have to make it absolutely 100% clear what we should be voting for and why should we vote in that way.
Yeah, and we need it explained to us somehow or other.
Do you think, though, in the next 2 years that you are going to be even more switched on with the EU?
I think so, because we're talking about it more.
Okay.
You know, I hope so.
Let's hope you are understand it.
Before we vote, yes, yes, I know.
Yeah, because
I mean, I know which way I'd vote now, but I don't know why. I haven't got enough reasons really. Why.
Stay in?
No, to come out.
To come out?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's only because Mick says that.
Ah, well, there you go.
Mick sort of understands it a bit more than I do, I
does
think.
Does he?
He reads the paper more than I do, Ian.
And what paper does Mick read?
Well, it doesn't really matter,
is
does
it? Is it the Sun or the Daily Mirror?
No. They stopped doing his, didn't they, a while ago, his paper, News of the World.
Ah, right, okay.
No, I think, you know, it's just, I don't know, Ian.
Louisa says, I believe that you are right, that younger people are more pro-Europe and more pro-gay, more anti-hunting, generally of a more political left disposition. Young people voting would bring a very different result for the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
Did you read that out? Have you read that one out already?
No, I haven't got any more.
Okay, you haven't got any more. So, no. Anyway, interesting. And I think the majority of people are saying, yes, they should get the vote. And that's probably... A lot of that is down to, okay, if you've left school and you're paying tax, then you should get a vote.
Yeah.
But more importantly, those youngsters that voted for the Scottish independence last year, that was open to 16, 17-year-olds. And one of the best quotes of last year... was they asked this 16, 17-year-old girl, after hearing a debate for and against, she said, I couldn't understand it because they just kept bickering and having a go at each other.
Yes, that's typical, isn't it?
Now, when you look at that and you think, right, who's the adult here?
Yeah, I know.
You know, because that person has just said something very, very wise and very, you know, I can't understand a word you're saying because you're arguing.
Yes.
You know,
it's going to be very difficult for the schools to teach them which way, you know, I think...
To be fair as well.
Yes,
to keep
fair.
It really, really fair. Just to, you know, but say it's something that maybe they'll look at in the future. As it is at the moment, you have to be of a certain age. Mm. Hey, look, we took a break. We leave it there. We'll come back with part two of our lunchtime social debate.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots, lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
Care Learning Centre offers high quality training in real workplaces, giving an authentic working experience. They also offer a functional skills scheme to help with young people's essential maths, English and ICT skills. Get in touch by emailing info@carelearningcentre.co.uk, visit www.carelearningcentre.co.uk or call the centre on 01983 533 993.
Business Insight, a weekly programme of interviews and insights from some of the island's most respected business leaders on what drives their success, plus business news and information to help your business succeed in today's fast-paced and competitive business world. Mondays at 6:20 p.m. on The Evening Event, also available for download and podcast online at vectisradio.com. Business Insight is brought to you by Jigsaw Sales and Marketing Consultants, driving business success.
Hello there, I'm Andy from Hamilton's Fine Foods, and I'd like to introduce you to some of the new things that are happening in Hamilton's. Our newest venture is our new shop in Dodner Industrial Estate, where we have available hot sausage rolls, hot coffee, hot pies, and all sorts of other things for your lunch. We're open from 10 till 4 daily. If you're working in and around Dodner Industrial Estate, please call in.
Hamilton's Fine Foods. You'll find them on Dace Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, saving lives across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Flying 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Our helicopter is called out many times a day and we can reach anywhere within the Isle of Wight, including the helipad at St Mary's Hospital, within 20 minutes. Funded solely by donations, we rely upon the generosity of the public to keep us flying and saving lives. To see how you can help, please check out www.hiow-airambulance.org.uk.
Hi, my name's Jamie Coombs. I'm 15 years old and I go to Medina College. I'm on the 4Ps course at Vectors Radio. I've learnt a lot during the course. For example, producing a show of top 5 songs using the editing skills I've learnt. And I've recorded 6 links to fill in for a show that's vacant this week. I've even read the news. I've also learnt many valuable lessons for a general workplace I'll be sure to take on in the future. If you would like to enrol in this free course and find out more, either call 07741 464393 or email ian.mack@vectisradio.com.
This is Vectis Radio. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Vectis Radio.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
All right, we're back with part two. We're going to chuck in another subject, but we are still talking about voting ages. Should it come down to 16? They voted in Scotland last year, but when it comes to the EU, in less than 2 years, supposedly.
Do they know how many people voted, the 16-year-olds in Scotland?
To be honest, I don't know. Interesting to know.
Yeah,
no,
it?
It would be. Mm. It would be. Brandon's just in, and Brandon is he's just turned 19. You were 19 over the weekend.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you were just sort of treating us to some details about the EU during the course of the commercial break. Now, the reason why I got you back in, because it was interesting what you say, and, you know, despite what certain people say, little children should be seen and not heard. I'm not saying you're a little child at all, but I get fed up of people being, you know, oh, because you're a certain age, you shouldn't have an opinion.
Yeah.
You know, that's not right. And you've got an opinion, so tell us it. What do you think?
I believe if we left the EU, it would end up causing, well, a lot of distress on the UK, because obviously the EU gives us a lot of trade, gives us money, gives us tourists, and as well as we do the same thing to them. I think if we were just to leave the EU, I think a 9 out of 10 chance thing that will happen would be either we go completely mental and just the whole of UK breaks down. You know, we wouldn't be so strong and, not independent. We wouldn't be as united. But I think the word that I used was we would be self-sustainable is the chance that could happen where, because we're a bunch of softies, really, aren't we? All the kids are growing up with iPods and, you know, technology, and it's all kind of fed to them. You know, they're all a bunch of softies. They're not independent enough and, you know, strong and self-sustainable, as I said. But I'm losing my words here. But, I just think if we were to leave the EU, we would either be really strong and independent once again, or we'll just fall under and we'll turn into a third world country again.
So just say, for instance, you've now got the vote in the next election, whichever way you look at it. Are you saying we should stay in or out?
I think definitely we should stay in, because if we leave, we've got more chance of becoming more poor and causing more problems with less tourists. I mean, the Isle of Wight, for one, would be one that would just be straight under the hammer of destruction, because, well, less tourists, that's less money. Less money, less power, less chance, less opportunity. But then again, we've got a lot of farmers on the island, so we'd make a lot of money through produce. But that's my opinion. I mean, I'm not right, I'm not wrong.
No, but I respect your opinion, and it doesn't matter that you're only 19. I don't care. That's, as far as I'm concerned...
Well, I have a brain, you have a brain.
We're both
humans, there's no...
Absolutely right. Now, just to sort of give you a flavour of what's going on around the world at the moment with the age for voting, predominantly you would think that it's probably around 18. And I'm just looking at Austria. Okay, so Austria became the first member of the European Union to adopt a voting age to 16 for most purposes. Now, this, you know, it's quite incredible that we are in the EU and there are rules and regulations, but we don't adhere to them.
For different ones.
And so in Austria, you can be, as soon as you hit 16, you can vote. And Brazil lowered its minimum voting age from 18 to 16 in the 1988 constitution. The presidential election of 1989 was the first one with a new minimum voting age. So in Brazil, it's been 16 since 1988. So you think that's an awful long time. They've moved with the times, whereas we've sort of still living in the dark ages a bit. Little children should be seen and not heard. That's the way it comes across. And there's numerous, I mean, you know, in September 2011 it was announced that the voting age was likely to be reduced from 18 to 16 for the Scottish independent referendum, which it, of course it happened, but again, right on our doorstep, we haven't done anything about that. We're still 18 when it comes down to it. And do you think that there is, when you look at it, do you think there's a game going on? Do you think it's a case of, oh, if we do that, we're going to get them voted in because them sorts of ages are not going to vote for that person, and so on and so forth? I mean, it's incredible when you look around the world. Most of them are 18, okay? You have to be 18, and Austria is 16, Azerbaijan 18, Armenia and Angola, Andorra, Algeria, American Samoa, they're all 18. And let's say the majority of the countries around the world, in Bahrain, you have to be 20. Blimey. In Barbados, according to this, you only have to be 9.
No.
You only have to be 9. So in Cameroon, you have to be 21. All the other countries, Cambodia, Canada, China, Chile, Colombia, 18 years of age. In Cuba, 16. Mm. In Cuba. So the majority around the world, it is 18. And I'm just looking in Ethiopia at 17. There are some exceptions to the rule. Fiji was 18. I tell a lie, it was 21, but they've recently changed and they've gone down to 18. But that was in 2013. In Guernsey, now bearing in mind Guernsey, now where would you think? What's that a part of?
Well, we think it's a part of us, don't we?
It's a part of the UK. Mm,
yeah,
16.
Really?
So you look at that and think it's a little bit hypocritical, and maybe England should get with the times.
16. Yeah, yeah.
We're way behind here.
We are.
So I'm just going to keep going through the countries and say Haiti, Honduras, Hungary, India, Iceland, Iraq, Ireland, all 18. Isle of Man, part of Britain.
Us,
16.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're kind of being a bit hypocritical.
Need to get with the times.
We do need to get with the times. In Japan, it's 20, but may change in 2016. They're having some kind of, they may change to 18, so they're having some kind of change. North Korea at 17. South Korea, 19. Well, they wouldn't agree on anything anyway. Kuwait, 21. Females and males who are not in the military or police forces, all voters must have been citizens for at least 20 years to actually vote.
Oh.
It's because in the olden days, wasn't it? It was the older people who did all the politics work, wasn't it? It was always the older generation that did it.
So you've got
all the 30, 40-year-olds voting, where you've got all the young people just like, yep, got to listen to the elders and respect them, be quiet around them. It's quite the opposite now, you know, an old person's scared of a teenager, you know, when they all walk around with their hoods up.
In the Lebanon, it was 21. They tried to amend it to 18 in February 2010, but they failed. They voted it out. Malaysia is at 21 years of age. Everywhere else, I'm just going to mention people that are doing it slightly different. In Nicaragua, they are 16. And let's have another little look. Oman, if you live in the Oman, which is obviously a Saudi Arabian country, 21 years of age. Pakistan, again, 18. Panama, 18. Paraguay, 18. Peru, the Philippines, all 18, which is predominantly around the world. That's the age where most people see as coming of age. Mm. But there are a number of people that are leading the way in changing things. Singapore, 21. Solomon Islands, 21. Tonga, 21. Trinidad and Tobago, they're 18. What else have we got here? Uganda, 18. Ukraine, 18. So it is 18 virtually around the world, apart from a few countries that have actually moved it on a little bit.
Yeah,
and I personally think that we ought to strongly have a look at ourselves here, because we've just mentioned the Isle of Man,
yeah.
Guernsey. Yeah. Scotland, everywhere around us in Britain,
yeah.
is not totally different, but I mean, Wales is still the same in Wales. We ought to get with the times.
Yeah, I think our teenagers know an awful lot more than what they did years ago, you know? When you reach about 16, 17, I think you're far more aware of what's going on.
Well, when I was 16, 15 or so, I wasn't even bothered about politics. Mm. I had all the smart kids were politically aware. I just thought, you know what's going on, but in my opinion, I don't think that affects me yet.
It was only in the last century that women got the vote.
Well, that's right. Yeah. I mean, they couldn't vote at one time.
The one thing I can't get my head around is I know that there are different countries within one big country, if you like, it's really, really strange to see just how many different rules there are that are different. I mean, you look at Scotland, they've got this 16-year-olds can vote. They also get free prescriptions,
they do.
Don't they? And
do.
So on. You know, you've got Guernsey, they've got their own rules as well. Yeah. And you think, well, hang on a minute, we're all under the same flag, aren't
it's
we?
It's strange, isn't it?
It is.
It's really strange, yeah.
It is. Do you think that if, just say, for instance, the people of Europe actually got together and said, right, we're going to form a proper EU where we all got the same rules.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that?
Yeah, it might make a difference.
That would make a game. That would be a game changer, because then many people would say, well, I don't want the same rules as Germany.
Mm.
I don't want the same rules as the Netherlands. So we're better off being on our own.
Mm.
But hang on, being on your own means that you've got to live by these rules. Well, hang on a minute. Their rules are slightly different because their ages are slightly different.
Yeah.
It don't make a whole load of sense. Somebody ought to chuck the rule book out, rewrite it for the EU. And I think while you're at it, maybe we should rewrite some rules in this country as well.
Yeah, definitely.
But you think just how far? I'm just looking at, you know, the lowering of the ages over the years. I mean, Sweden only changed theirs. So they were 20. You had to be 20 to vote. And they only changed in the 1970s. The point I'm making is very... This was hit on the head on Friday with the youngsters that wanted to talk about gay marriage. That's only changed in the last little while.
That's right.
Being homosexual back in the before 1966 was outlawed, totally illegal.
Frowned upon.
Oh, yes.
It's time. It's time to really have a look at our rules and regulations.
They were 15-year-olds. Was very, very sensible talking about that.
They were.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
It's crazy to think in the last 100 years so much has changed. Women votes, gay marriage, just that alone is quite big steps. And think about all the other little things that have changed, laws, bits and bobs. It's just, I think England needs to step up a little bit and, you know, be more aware of what's going on around the world.
We ought to bring it right up to date. Hey, look, we've run out of time.
We have.
And just want to say thank you, Dame Shirley, for a lovely morning. Hopefully Mick's had a lovely morning without you, because obviously
you're so rocked to me.
And thank you, Brandonian. You're back to later today at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
With the new look evening event, and tonight you've got Dale Howarth on the show. All right, business insight, which you know lots about. Hey, look, thanks for being there.